WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
All right, folks. Welcome back to another episode of The Anti-Anxiety Stoic, Calm, Control, and Courage Daily. I'm your host, Dylan Brooks, and let me tell you, today's topic hits close to home. We're diving deep into the world of self-care, something we all preach but sometimes struggle with in reality. Ever feel like life is a constant race against time? Like you're juggling responsibilities, deadlines, and social obligations, always running on empty? You know that feeling when your to-do list seems longer than your arm, and every day feels like an uphill battle? Well, buckle up because I'm here to tell you that self-care isn't a luxury, it's a necessity. Think of it as refueling your mental engine. Without it, you're just driving on fumes, bound to crash and burn eventually. So, how do we actually make self-care a priority in our crazy busy lives? Here are 5 key takeaways that can help you level up your mental health game. 1. Define your me time. Look, I get it. Me time sounds selfish, right? But let me tell you, prioritizing yourself isn't selfish, it's essential. Figure out what activities genuinely recharge your batteries. Maybe it's a hot bath with a good book, a walk in nature, or simply curling up with a cup of tea and some peace and quiet. Don't underestimate the power of disconnecting from the constant noise and chaos to reconnect with yourself. 2. Move your body. Now, I know we're not talking about becoming marathon runners overnight. But even simple physical activity can work wonders for your mental well-being. Think brisk walks, yoga sessions, dancing like nobody's watching, trust me, it feels amazing. Or anything that gets you moving and your blood flowing. Exercise releases endorphins. Those feel good chemicals that have a direct impact on mood and stress levels. 3. Fuel your mind and body. We are what we eat, right? So, ditch the processed junk and focus on nourishing your body with whole foods, fruits, veggies, lean protein, you know the drill. It's amazing how much of an impact good nutrition can have on your energy levels, focus, and even your emotional resilience. 4. Practice mindfulness. Take a moment to breathe. Seriously, pause right now and take a few deep breaths. That's mindfulness in action. It's about being present in the moment, observing your thoughts and feelings without judgment. Try incorporating short meditation sessions into your day. There are tons of great apps out there that can guide you. 5. Connect with your tribe. We humans are social creatures, and strong connections are vital for our well-being. Make time for the people who lift you up, support you, and make you laugh. Share your experiences, listen to their stories, and build meaningful relationships. Remember, you don't have to go through life's ups and downs alone. Let me tell you about a time I realized the importance of self-care firsthand. Picture this. Deadlines were looming, emails were piling up, and I was running on pure caffeine and willpower. My mind felt like a tangled mess, and every task seemed insurmountable. I hit a wall, a major one. Feeling completely drained, I knew I had to take a step back. So, I did something radical. I booked myself a spa day. It sounds silly, right? But that massage, that steam room, that peaceful silence, it was exactly what my soul needed. It allowed me to reset, recharge, and come back to work feeling refreshed and focused. So, remember folks, self-care isn't a reward. It's an investment in your well-being. It's about prioritizing your mental health, replenishing your energy, and showing yourself the same compassion you would offer a dear friend. Don't let life's demands rob you of your peace and happiness. Remember these key takeaways. Define your me time, move your body, fuel your mind and body, practice mindfulness, and connect with your tribe. Take action today. Schedule that self-care activity you've been putting off, cook a nourishing meal, go for a walk in nature, or simply take a few minutes to breathe deeply. You deserve it. And remember, sharing is caring. If you found this episode helpful, share it with someone who could use a little self-love boost. See ya tomorrow for another dose of The Anti-Anxiety Stoic. Keep calm, keep strong, and keep on crushing it.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.